This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 238 for Monday, January 24th. ICE commodity futures are down hard in the old crop months on Monday as a sharp downturn in global crude oil prices are pulling down most edible oil values. However, new crop positions are higher. The March canola contract falls $26.40 at $9.95.90 per ton. The May contract drops $23.60 at $9.85.50 per ton. There's weakness in the Chicago soy complex as well as in European rapeseed. However, Malaysian palm oil is making improvements. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 79.02 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.71. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada released its monthly supply and demand estimates on late Friday afternoon. The department is pegging canola production for 2022-23 at more than 20 million tons, up sharply from this year's 12.6 million. Also, Agriculture Canada is calling for strong upswings in production for all other major crops except corn. As tensions between Russia and Ukraine increase, the U.S. and NATO are bolstering their air and sea assets in Eastern Europe. Fears continue to mount over an invasion of Ukraine by Russia, which has about 100,000 troops along the Ukrainian border. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports two private sales today. One is for 150,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. The other is for 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. The USDA says export inspections for the week ending January 20th include nearly 1.12 million tons of corn, down about 10% from the previous week. Soybean export inspections are just short of 1.3 million tons, falling almost 25% on the week. Meanwhile, outbound movements of wheat are about 401,000 tons, up 4.3%. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The March contract gives up 11 cents at $14.03 per bushel. March soy oil falls 1.03 cents at 61.97 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $1.20 at $3.93.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Monday as the March contract rises a nickel at $6.21 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, as the March contract is up 8 cents at 6.31. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, as Chicago March gains 20.5 cents at $8.50. Kansas City March jumps 25 cents at 8.18. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up 12 cents at 9.48. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, January 24th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.